Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 525 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. 15 cross-examination. The time is fixed in my mind because we ate dinner about 1:30 and we had just finished. I was not looking for any scratches or bruises, but I certainly would have seen them if they had been there. I was close enough to him to have seen him. Julian Loeb. Sworn for the defendants, I live at 380 Washington Street, across the street from the Wolfheimer residence. I am a cousin of Mrs. Frank. I saw Mr. Frank on April 26th in front of the Wolfheimer residence. I was there when he came by. It was between 1:50 and 2 o'clock. He was talking to Mrs. Michael and Mr. Jerome Michael and was inviting them to attend a meeting of the B'nai B'rith Lodge on the next day, which was Sunday. He was president of that lodge. He left and walked towards town up Washington Saint towards Glen. I didn't see him catch the car. Cohen Loeb. Sworn for the defendants, I was on the car with Mr. Frank going back to town on April 26th after lunch. I caught the car at Georgia Ave and Washington Saint. He caught the car at Glen and Washington Saint, which is one block nearer town. That was about 2 o'clock. It was a Washington Saint car which goes straight up Washington Saint to the Capitol and turns down Hunter. We got together on the same seat on the car. Mr. Frank got off the car 2 or 3 minutes before I did. He got off in front of the Capitol at about 2:10. The car was blockaded by the crowd which was watching the parade. Mr. Frank went down Hunter Saint. There was nothing unusual about him. No marks or scratches or spots on him. He had on a brown suit and a derby. Cross-examination. Mr. Frank was sitting next to the window. I know Mrs. Hinchy. I did not recognize him as he passed our car in the machine, but I...